This is KUT. State Senate Republicans unveiled a bill Monday that would create a school voucher program in the state. The bill also created a tax credit scholarship where businesses could contribute money that parents could also use for education expenses. KUT's Kate McGee has more.
The education savings account part of the bill would give a certain amount of money to eligible students to use toward private school tuition, online learning, or tutoring. Under the proposed bill, how much you get depends on how much your family earns. The Lieutenant Governor's office was not available to clarify exactly how much a student would receive, but a report from the Texas Education Agency shows the state spending $8,243 in operating expenditures per student last year. Based on that number, eligible students could receive at least $4,900 to $6,100 each.
This is not money leaving the system. It is money following the student.
That's Senator Larry Taylor, who filed the bill. The bill also says if a child leaves its public school under this program, that school would keep a certain amount of money for 1 year after. Ann Beeson is the executive director of the Center for Public Policy Priorities. She's concerned about any voucher program.
The amount of money that's being provided doesn't come close to the actual cost of private schools. That's the number one concern that we have.
Beeson says school vouchers are a distraction from much-needed school finance reform in the state.
So at the same time that it's sort of depleting money that could help strengthen our public school system, it's not actually providing a real solution for the vast majority of parents in Texas.
The other part of the bill creates a tax saving account for businesses. Businesses could contribute money to an account run by a nonprofit as credit against their taxes. Senator Larry Taylor says this money could be used to go to a private or religious school, but public school students could use that money as well.
These are students who've not even left. They've not chosen, but they're staying in the public school, but they need extra help for tutoring and those types of things, maybe transportation to go to another public school within their district.
Taylor says some families might be able to take part in both the education savings account and use the money for the tax credit scholarship program, as long as it doesn't exceed the cost of private school tuition and transportation. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says if the bill passes, around 15,000 students would be able to take advantage of school voucher programs in the first year. The Senate passed a tax credit scholarship bill in 2015, but it never received a House committee hearing. This session, Patrick, other Senate Republicans, and Governor Greg Abbott are urging the House to let the bill have a vote. Kate McGee, KUT News.